This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You know, I've had something I've been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years. It kind of flared up on me. So, like I said, the tricep flared up a little bit. Had a little bit of tendonitis in the tricep. So we had to make sure that kind of calmed down and make sure it didn't get a lot worse. But thankfully, you know, like, had to get some checkups and some scans on the elbow, and it was all good. It was all healthy. So, really fortunate with that news. But yeah, just making sure the inflammation could settle down a little bit and, you know, kind of start the ramp up process again.
So that was Grayson Rodriguez on the Foul Territory podcast. We've had those guys on the show. They do a great job. And he says he's been dealing with tricep tendonitis on and off for 3 to 4 years, and it flared up a little. Our friend Jacob Calvin-Meyer, IA Hall of Famer, pointed out that this Grayson Rodriguez situation has been described in multiple ways. He did not include sluggish, which was the first way, but tricep soreness, elbow discomfort, elbow inflammation with no ligament damage, elbow inflammation, impingement, and now tricep tendonitis. Grayson, for his part, says he's okay, and now basically spring training starts over, but it seems like every time Grayson talks, whatever's happening with him gets worse.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. Him speaking about pitching in some level of discomfort going back years, again, on the heels of Kyle Bradish saying, yeah, I made 9 starts last year where I felt like garbage and had to get the inevitable Tommy John anyway. It certainly has my spidey senses tingling, and it invites more questions about how they handle young pitching and whether they know how to quite build it up correctly, or the level of discourse and communication, the human element. I'll go back to it again. Like, if that's been conveyed to them over a period of time and this has been the end result, that's troubling. And if it hasn't been conveyed, that's potentially more troubling. This injury just keeps moving around.
Yes. Yeah, it would be pretty stunning if this is the first the team has heard of the triceps tendonitis on Foul Territory, and this has been going on for 3 years.
But why would something like that flare be allowed to flare up for 3 years?
I have no idea.
That's
with all the pitching infrastructure they have and all the machines that capture your biokinetics and all the pitching experts.
It's like Bateman with the hernia. It was flaring up every year. Remember it back all the way dating back to college, and then until it burst the 1 year here. He like worked his way through it every year.
Well, this guy hasn't.
No.
This guy hasn't worked his way through it any year. So that's kind of the difference.
He's pitched with it.
What full season?
Never.
Hey, but it's never been that. We got to go back to AA.
But it's been lat.
The issue is the lat, yeah. Where that's cost him some significant time.
Well, it sounds like the issue isn't just the lat.
Well, it's not. I'm saying, but
the elbow hasn't cost him time yet until now.
What's costed him.
What usually happens with elbows?
Well, it's not good.
Now I want to see, because when he had his first IL stint last April, that wasn't the lat. Now I'm curious if that was the tendonitis.
Yeah, I thought it was tendonitis.
Right shoulder inflammation.
Oh, yeah, shoulder.
Shoulder inflammation. That
so
was
he's got
April
the shoulder, he's got shoulder, the lat. The elbow's in the
shoulder. The shoulder and the lat is that. That is.
Well, I'm not going to pretend to be a
doctor. Monkey bone connected to the butt bone. That those two, I think, are. I think those two are connected.
I'm not a doctor.
I have no idea.
I think what I know about Grayson Rodriguez is he can't stay healthy.
He cannot stay healthy at all.
Now, how do you even build him up? Like, what's he said? Start from scratch.
Yeah, he said spring training. Yeah,
it takes 2 months. Right, pitchers and catchers report the second week of February, and the season starts the end of March to normally ramp somebody up. So, if we see him sooner than then, like,
there's no he's got to start spring training over. We're not seeing him for at least a month.
No, yeah, I'm saying May. Two. I'm saying like, wait a minute. If he's saying he's on the record saying we got to completely reboot.
Yes,
what we did before doesn't even really count. Right, he's just playing catch for now. So once he gets cleared to be pitching off a mound and then pitching in game situations, normally that's going to begin.
It's like 6 weeks.
6 to 8 week process.
Yeah. He was, for what it's worth, and I know it's worth not much, but for people who aren't aware, before yesterday he had the rain delay, he was throwing from 90 feet on the field at Nats Park. So he was throwing, but that was not from a mound.
Yeah, you're talking mid-May, Memorial Day. Somewhere in that time frame?
I mean, wouldn't you just move him to the 60-day IL? Like, why would you be trying to
give yourself
beat
a
the
roster
clock?
Spot? Give yourself a roster
why
spot.
Why would you be trying to artificially get him back before just put him on the 60-day IL?
No, I'm with you. And because now I don't know how this works. Could you retro it to the original date?
I would think.
Yeah, because he hasn't come back. I would think it's retro the original day.
Oh, if that's the case, I'd definitely do the 60.
Yeah.
Even if not, like, why would you not give him a full basically 2 months? Like, after the way this has gone with him repeatedly, and then the whole sweeper, change the delivery thing, all that. I mean, look, I'd love to know what Grayson thinks in hindsight about never pitching through the, you know, certainly never pitching through the sixth inning in the minors and barely ever pitching through the fifth, never throwing more than 100 inning in the minors. In hindsight, what he thinks about trying to pick up a sweeper while he changes delivering on the fly. What he thinks about that pitch moving forward.
Well, I want to know whose call it was.
The tenor of the relationship and the communication between him and the front office, like, it begs a lot of questions.
Grayson Rodriguez, one thing we know for sure, he can't stay healthy, so I think it's an easy choice to put on the 60-day IL. We're going to continue talking Orioles later. Remember, coming at 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to Walt Williams talking Terps, so you're going to want to hear that. And nobody wants to miss Bounce Back Fallback. That's at 3:30. But Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. We'll get his thoughts on Grayson Rodriguez, on Gunnar Henderson, on the O's as they open the season Thursday. Bordy joins us next here on The Fan.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.